Now time for our Riverside Locker Room Chat here on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tammo. We're joined by Cyclones girls basketball coach Craig Burns. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. It's been a busy last week and change for Riverside, coming off the midseason tournament last week at McClouth, a fourth-place finish for the Cyclones. Coach, let's start there. You know, you guys beat Pleasant Ridge in the first round to move on to the semifinals. You lost to a solid NEK team by 3 points in the semifinals. And then another tight game in that third-place game, a loss to Horton. That was 32-29. So you get the win against Pleasant Ridge and then 2 3-point losses the rest of the way. Just kind of the overall thoughts from the midseason tournament at McClouth last week.
Well, it seems like I'm walking around with oil on my hands, you know. Well, and the team walking around with oil on their hands. It's, a lot of those games we was in control, you know, felt pretty good. You know, we didn't have a big lead, but, you know, we was playing pretty good. And then it just slipped away, you know, just a couple of buckets here and there. And then next thing you know, we're tied. And then we can't score again. And then they go ahead and we end up losing to NEK by 4. And then we lost to Horton. I think that was by 3. So it's this situation of just we're still growing. You know, I hate to be boring. My every Wednesday, you know, I come up saying we're still growing and we got to learn how to put the ball in the basket. I mean, we're getting shots up; they're just not going in. So, but I think it's building character in our team. We're young. We have a lot of freshmen, and you know, right now we started 2 freshmen last night. So they're going to learn, they're going to grow, and playing tough games and tight games like this is going to make them better, make everybody, the whole team better, even me.
Yeah, well, not even just over the tournaments, you know, even early on in the season, you guys have played in a lot of close games against Oskaloosa was a 4-point game, 6-point game against ACCHS, you know, early in January. So you've played a lot of close games. Some have been wins, some have been losses, and then another close game against Sabetha on Tuesday night. That was a 39-37 final. You know, you would think at some point you're going to bust through and continue to win these tight games, but at least for a young team in your aspect with this young roster, playing in a lot of close games, I would think helps you down the road once we get closer to the postseason.
Oh, it's going to really help, really. You know, and you took the words right out of my mouth. It's like, we're going to break through one of these games. You know, McClouth, we really had a good offensive showing. You know, a lot of people scored. We was playing with pace. And so we just need to put it all together. Now, one thing I do love is that our defense is there. You know, we still have some sharpening to do, but it's like I keep looking at the defense and then I'm like, you know, our target is to hold our opponents to 32 points a game, try to do that. And we're getting close to that. So it's like, man, I need to quit focusing on keep the focus on defense, but try to figure out how we can get some scoring going and how we can make that a little bit easier. And I think we can get that breakthrough like you talked about.
Yeah, we're getting to the grind now. We're going to see roughly, you know, 3 games a week, more than likely moving forward for most teams. And you guys are going to go to Horton on Friday, a key league matchup. You look at this Horton team, maybe the surprise in the NEKL right now. They're 7-4 and just 1 loss in league play. You know, what stands out about Horton and just kind of the matchup that they present here on Friday night?
Oh, they play hard. I mean, they play hard. They scrappy. The coach there has them believing in themselves, you know, and once you start believing and you have confidence, that goes a long way. And it covers up a lot of things, not saying that they have any problems, but if you have that confidence and you have that belief, you know, you might miss a couple of shots, but then all of a sudden you come down that next time and you have that belief because you've done it earlier in the season. You hit that next shot. So that's what I see in Horton. The coach has them really believing in themselves and playing with confidence. and they playing with energy, you know. They play together, so they're a tough team. It's going to be tough, and we got to play them twice.
Yep, you are right. Yep, it's certainly a familiar opponent. That's Craig Burns joining us, Riverside Girls basketball coach. They'll be on the road at Horton on Friday. Those will be our feature games on 103.9 KNZA. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday.
All right, thank you for what you do, and appreciate it, and God bless.